I'll usually write about 40 or 50 headlines.
Okay.
Now, I only write 40 or 50 headlines because I've been doing this forever. Our listeners should write 100 headlines. Yes, 100 headlines.
Okay.
Because when you think you've come up with the best headlines for your stuff,
uh-huh.
if you just write another 30 or 40, you're almost guaranteed to come up with a better one. That's twice as compelling and powerful.
And what should we focus on in a headline?
It really depends on what you're selling. Okay. On my website, I talk about, there are many, many different headline themes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share with you. Now, before I talked about the headline, okay, now, you see, Terry, I've done all this stuff, okay, all this research, all this homework,
mm-hmm.
before I write a single word of copy.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, people say copy is the thing, it's just words. It's not just words. Copywriting is about doing your homework. It's about knowing your market. It's knowing how human nature work and what makes them tick. For the headline, you need an attention grabbing headline. You can use proven headline words like discover, okay, how to, the amazing secrets of, announcing, introducing, exposed, unlock, unleash, secret. Words like those,
uh-huh.
okay. A headline should contain four key elements. Okay, a good headline should contain four key elements. You need self-interest. You need news. You need curiosity. You need quick and easy way. That means your headline should answer the questions, what's in it for me, what's new, why should I read this thing, who is this for, how is this stuff going to make my life easier and happier.
So should I try and answer all those questions in my headline?
You should try to answer all of them.
Okay.
But I can give you an example if you want to.
Sure, please.
So it's say for a self-interest headline. I'm just looking through the website, right? Okay, self-interest headline would be something like, how to self-publish your own book and make it a bestseller.
Okay.
Does it answer the question, what's in it for you? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A news headline would be something like, here's a good one. Finally, an amazingly simple, feels right weight loss method that always works. Lose 2 or 3 pounds weekly, look sexier and healthier than ever with America's best-kept weight loss secret, even without dieting, harsh exercise, or pills.
Is that whole thing is a headline?
Yeah. A new headline. Okay, talked about what's new, finally.
Yeah.
And amazingly simple. It's new. There's the news in it.
So you don't worry about keeping a headline to one short sentence. Your headline could be a paragraph.
It could be 2-3 paragraphs.
Okay.
Okay, but don't make it long just for the sake of, you know, making it long.
Yeah.
Okay, if it takes that much room to pack in all your benefits, then you use a long headline.
Okay.
So that would be news headline. A curiosity headline would be, oh, that's a good one. Only way left for a little guy to get rich. Here is the uncensored message that my wife asked me not to write.
Okay, yeah, that's
now,
good.
Now, when you read that, you can't help but want to read more. I mean, what is the only way left for the little guy to get rich? Why doesn't your wife want you to write this? What's going on, right? I want to know more.
Beautiful.
So curiosity. And for a quick and easy way headline, let me see. Oh, it's a good one. I can use my, here's the headline that's on one of my websites.
Uh-huh.
Who else wants to hotwire into the greatest financial and marketing minds on the planet and download their wisdom into your brain? Okay.
So you've now created a picture in people's mind of
yeah.
you know, sticking wires in your head.
Exactly. Quick, picking a picture in their mind, you know, yes. talked about how easy, how quick it is. So quick and easy. But personally, I believe the best, like you just mentioned, the best headlines are often a combination of nearly all four elements. Okay, it's like a 1-2-3 punch. Punch, actually. A good example would be the Another product I have, the one I just talked about, Underground Sales Letters, if you go to the website, you'll see the headline. It has all four elements. I'll just read it very quickly.
Yeah.
The pre-head is, aren't you just sick and tired of struggling to find the right words and phrases for your ad copy? So self-interest right there. Okay. And then the main headline would be, discover the fastest and laziest way to crank out your own hyper-effective sales letter that sucks up cash like a twister on steroids. Okay.
So you painted a picture again?
Yeah, and again, quick and easy, fastest and easiest way. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the subhead is, even if you've flunked English and have never written a single word of copy in your entire life. Curiosity.
So everything
all
about it is simple, easy, fast.
Yeah, because that's what people want. People want a magic pill.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So news, self-interest, curiosity, quick and easy way, those are the key elements of a killer headline.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the next thing? Do you write the headline before you write the copy, or do you write the copy first?
Yes, I write the headlines first,
okay.
And then I work on the copy.
Now let's get into the copy then. What's the first thing that you look at there in the copy?
The first, then, after the headlines, okay, using the formula, then what I'll do is I'll write the first paragraph.
Okay,
the first paragraph. The first paragraph, like I said, you have to write 100 headlines.
Yep.
First paragraph, the purpose of the first paragraph is to get people to read the second paragraph.
Okay.
Okay. So an opening paragraph, the purpose is to suck them in, is to suck people into your copy.
So we're trying to transition then from the headline into the second paragraph.
Absolutely. One of my favorite way to open for the opening is the if then introduction. Okay. If you're interested in fill in the blanks, then this will be the most important message you'll ever read.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another way to write a first paragraph would be asking a question. Okay. But don't ask a yes or no question though. Okay, because you risk the chances of losing the reader. So here's an example. Don't say, do you make mistakes in English? That's a yes or no question.
Okay, yeah.
People can answer yes or no to. Instead, you say, do you make these mistakes in English? Okay, and an open-ended question.
Okay.
So something that people cannot say no to. Okay.
Right.
Another way you can suck people in is using, I shocker, what I call a shocker.
Uh-huh.
A bold statement that just wakes people up and literally force them to pay attention. Okay. Back to the example, Underground Sales Letters.
Uh-huh.
I opened that sales letter with, writing sucks. Writing sucks.
That's a wake up.
Yeah, so it's like I'm throwing a punch right on your face. Boom, I got your attention.
Yep.
Okay, or you can say something like, I couldn't believe this, and then you go dot, dot, dot.
Uh-huh.
You shock them. Or you can say something like, I got to get this off my chest before I explode, dot, dot, dot.
Uh-huh.
You just shock them, shock the hell out of them.
Okay.
Then the next, you want to use benefits, bullets, to answer the question, what's in it for you? Benefits, benefits, benefits.
Now we've gone from the first paragraph to transition into the second paragraph.
Yeah.
Are the bullets then under the second paragraph?
Not necessarily the second paragraph. You open with the if-then introduction or the question or the shocker, and then you talk about your story. Okay.
My story. Can you give me an example about that?
It depends on what you're selling. You can talk about, you say you're using the secret headline, the amazing secrets of fill in the blanks. Okay.
Yep.
Then you can in the copy in the beginning you can talk about how you discovered the secret. What's the story?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Or you talked about weight loss. How you discovered this amazing weight loss secret?
So am I writing it then from a personal viewpoint, or is this something that I could use a testimonial at that point?
I personally don't think you should you should use testimonials right from the beginning.
Okay.
Okay. Because it's distraction.
Okay.
I mean, people just stumble onto your website or they're just starting to read your copy, and now you're throwing a testimonial. It's like, I don't even know what this is all about.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're trying to prove me, right from the get go. You see what I mean?
Yep.
So, so then you have after the story, then you have the bullets, benefits. Now, if you want to use some features, okay, that's fine too. But make sure you tie a feature with a benefit.
Okay. Can you give me an example?
Our gym is open 24 hours a day. That's a feature.
Okay.
Okay. Our gym is open 24 hours a day so that you can work out at your convenience and can decide when you want to schedule your workout. That's a benefit.
Okay. Do you have a formula that makes it really simple for people to split what's the feature and what's a benefit? What kind of... Do you have a question that... For example, the gym, we can use the gym as an example.
It's quite simple. You see, the feature, our gym is open 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If after the sentence, if you can say so what to it, it's a feature.
Okay.
Okay, our gym is open 24 hours a day, so what?
Okay.
So that you can work out at your convenience.
Right, and after that, I can't say so what.
Yes. So
exactly. Okay.
Yes. So if you can say so what, then it's a feature. If you cannot say so what, then it's a benefit.
Beautiful.
It's a pretty simple formula.
Beautiful.
Then next, you want to have testimonials. That's where you put testimonials,
okay,
after the benefits.
Okay.
You want to prove to your prospect why they should trust you, why they should buy from you, who else has bought from you, what kind of results or benefits they've gotten from doing business with you.
Okay.
Okay, it's a testimonial. Then you want to have a guarantee. A 60-day guarantee is better than a 30-day guarantee. A 90-day guarantee is better than a 60-day guarantee. The one-year guarantee is better than a 90-day guarantee. And for God's sake, don't say satisfaction guarantee.
Okay?
Because it means nothing to your prospects.
Okay.
There's no eliminate that word. Eliminate that from your copy.
Okay.
Next, you want to make an offer they cannot refuse. I talked about this. You can do this either by overwhelm them with bonus gifts.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You get $1,000 worth of bonuses for only $197.
Okay.
Or you can compare apple with orange. Okay.
What do you mean by that?
The live seminar costs $5,000, but this home study course captures every minute of that seminar, even the Q&A session, and if you buy today, it's only $697, okay?
Right.
Plus, you don't have to travel and stay in hotels so that you can save a bunch of money, and you can listen to it as often as you want. You see, compare apple with orange.
Okay, yep.
Or you can do both. Or you can do bonus over them, overwhelm them with bonuses, and also compare apple with orange. Okay.
So basically, kind of create as much or throw as much goodwill and bonuses and positive benefits and everything as you possibly can come up with.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, you want to make them an offer they cannot refuse. Like you want them to go, I would be stupid not to order this.
Okay, yeah.
I would be crazy not to buy from this guy. That's what you want. Okay.
Okay.
And then after the bonuses, after you make the offer, then what you want to do, here's the critical part that most people, here's the mistake that most people make.
Uh-huh.
At last, you want to give them easy, specific instructions on how to order.
Okay.
Do you want them to quick? Do you want them to print out an order form and fax it back to you? Be very specific. Don't be vague. Don't assume they know how to order. They don't, because they don't. You have to give them direct commands on what you want them to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Instead of saying, pick up the phone and call us. That's no good. Pick up the phone and dial 1-800 blah, 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 and tell the operator you want to place the order.
So basically pretend you're talking to a six-year-old.
You got it.
Explain exactly what
absolutely.
You want to
see. Absolutely. And then you want to close. After you try to close the sale, tell them how to order. You want to close with sense of urgency.
Okay.
Okay.
What if I don't have one? What if
you create one? Okay.
Okay.
You can either use a deadline,
uh-huh,
some sort of deadline, limited quantity.
Okay.
Or the price might go up after a certain date. Okay. You have to motivate them. You have to tell them why they should act now. Because people procrastinate.
Yeah.
You have to use fear of loss to motivate them. You have to tell them what they will miss out if they don't act now.
Okay. But if I put, for example, especially working on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, you never really know whether, you know, if I see something that says, you know, for the first 100 customers only.
Yeah.
And I think, ooh, well, I better get in there. But you actually never know whether, you know, 3 years down the road, are they still offering this to the first 100 customers?
Yeah.
Like, is it something that I should actually concern myself with? I don't want to kind of make a fear of loss or an urgency kind of banner that I'm not actually going to follow up with. Like, am I kind of endangering my credibility by saying, you know, this is only available to the first 100 people, and then if I go back to, you know, somebody comes back to the website 2 years later and they still see that, does that really matter, or how do you
feel
about
that? First of all, you should never lie.
Okay.
Okay, if you lie, I hope you go to hell.
Okay, well, that answers my question perfectly. Thank you.
Okay. You should never lie. That's why when you have a deadline, you have to... Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. Let's say when people go to my Wish to Talk program, okay, I use a free trial, okay, I talk about this is a free trial, and I tell them point blank, this offer might expire on a certain date.
Uh-huh.
Now, I say it might expire. I didn't say it will expire.
Yeah.
Okay, and it truly might expire. I do only have, like, you know, 50, 60 copies left.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I mean, I can't keep a free trial open forever. Okay.
Yeah.
So it might just be gone tomorrow, or it will be gone in 2 months down the road.
Yeah.
Who knows, right? But you don't lie, and especially when I sell the underground sales letters, you know, we offer people 30 resale rights. 30 resale, the first 30 people who order, no, I think it's first, yeah, the first 30 people who order will get the resale right.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. After the 30, we stop it. We just change it back to offering the book.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you can say, well, then, if you keep offering the resale rights, nobody knows. True. Yeah. Nobody knows. You're correct. But why would I do that? Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Do you think when people find out that you actually lied to them, will they buy from you again in the future?
Exactly. So you really need to protect your honesty and your integrity.
Yeah. So you want integrity comes first, but you want to come up with some ways to motivate people. You have to motivate them. You have to create some sort of sense of urgency.
Okay.
Okay. And then at last, you want to use the PS to maximize your response.
Okay.
What
would I put in the PS?
Some of the things you can do, you can restate the offer again in your PS. Okay, you can add another bonus in your PS just for ordering right now.
Again, the sense of urgency.
Again, yeah, or maybe you can just remind your prospect of the pain that can be relieved after they order right now. Or you can just restate the guarantee, or you can use another killer testimonial.
Okay.
I mean, because you would be surprised how many people stumble across your website and decide to, you know, they scan your headline, and they scroll down to the bottom. Take a look at your PS, see what this is all about.
Before they even read your letter.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why your PS has to be powerful.
Right.
But let me just recap the formula, okay?
Yeah, please.
Number one, you need an attention-grabbing headline, pop them in the eye. And then you need an opening paragraph that sucks them in like a vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
And then you want to excite them with bullets.
Yeah.
And then you want to use testimonials to remove skepticism.
Uh-huh.
Skepticism. Then you want to use guarantee to make it easy for your prospect to buy from you.
Okay.
And then you want to make an offer that no sane person can refuse. And then you want to give specific instructions on how to order. You want to close with sense of urgency. And then at last, you want to use PS to maximize your response. Now, if you want a perfect example of this formula, you can go to infopublishingbootcamp.com.
Okay.
Infopublishingbootcamp.com. Just a perfect example. I mean, if you just go there for no reason at all, just take a look at a copy. know, it's not the greatest I have written, but you know, since I didn't spend too much time on it, but it's a copy that's been proven to sell. It's a copy that, you know, been selling the package for $300, $400 a pop for 6 months now. It's pretty good.
And it's called Info Publishing Bootcamp.
.com. Correct.
.com. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens now after the sales letter has worked perfectly? Somebody's clicked the order link.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you end up putting in some back-end sales? Because the original product, of course, is great. I mean, you've got to get people interested in, and the product has to be a quality product.
Yep.
But then, like you said at the beginning, the next thing you want to do is keep selling that customer.
Yes, absolutely.
At what point do we make a second back-end sale? Do we try and do an add-on right on the order page?
Yeah, you can. There are many ways. This is a good question, Jerry. Okay. Now, there are many, many ways. Like I said, you know, many things you can do. You just have to think outside your box, right?
Okay.
You can do what I call an upsell.
Okay.
So after they click order, you tell them, because you are ordering right now, let's say your product is selling for $67. Okay.
Okay.
If you only add in, because you're ordering right now. If you pay us, you know, $97, $30 more, you'll get all these great bonuses as well.
Okay.
That's what an upsell.
Okay.
Or you can do what I call a deluxe. Okay. They're buying the silver or gold package, but if they add, you know, a couple more bucks, they get a deluxe version.
Okay, yeah.
You can do that. So an upsell. Another way you can do this is really sneaky and nobody uses, is after they order.
Uh-huh.
On the thank you page, You sell them something else right away.
Oh, well, they still have the credit card out.
Yes, yeah. You absolutely. I mean, you got to understand. Okay, here's the biggest secret. What are we selling? What is everybody selling? What are people buying? People say, well, they're buying benefits. They're buying, you know. They're only two, people say there are only two motivators. Fear of loss, hope for reward. People do stuff to buy stuff to gain pleasure or to avoid pain.
Okay.
Okay. But the truth is, people buy for only one reason: to feel good. Buy to feel good. They're buying the good feeling.
Okay.
They just bought something from you. They are feeling pretty good. They haven't opened the product. They haven't opened the package. They haven't read your ebook. But they just bought something. They're feeling pretty good.
So you want to build on that feeling?
Yeah, they're still in what I call they're still in the zone.
Yeah.
So that's the perfect moment you want to offer them something else. And if you can offer them something else that is a good deal, okay. For example, on the thank you page, you have another product that retail for $100, okay. Uh-huh. But you said because you just purchased this product, you can get it for 50% off.
Right. Okay.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
So theoretically, this could be an endless chain. If somebody wanted to sit there with their credit card out all night long, it could just keep going and going from product to product.
A perfect example would be, sometimes you see the TV infomercials.
Yeah.
Dial the number. Talk to them.
Yeah.
They'll try to upsell you like 10 times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you just say, I'm calling to order the XYZ product. Oh, great. Well, we also have this, because you're ordering right now, you get a discount, right? And if you say, well, I don't want that, no problem. Then we have this and this and this and this, right? They won't let you go.
Right.
They won't let you go because the money is in the back end.
Right.
So these guys know it. These guys know it.
Beautiful. So you've got upsell products basically right as you're making the sale.
Right after making the sale,
plus
and then you can
on
the thank you page. And then even the thank you email, you can try to sell them something.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? Another thing, the reason you want to sell them something else right away, let me ask you, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're buying stuff from my website.
Yep.
Okay. After you place an order, I sell you something else, and you bought it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When you buy the second item, it's very likely you will go back to the first item and try to refund the stuff. You see the logic here? Because you just bought something from me again.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you only buy one thing from me,
uh-huh.
the likelihood you might refund the product.
Uh-huh.
But you see, I get you even more committed.
Right.
I just bought something else from this guy, from this Dan Locke guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I don't think I'll refund the first product.
Exactly.
You see, that's another thing. We not only increase profits, it reduces refunds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also a psychological
big time
step.
Big time.
Beautiful. Well, I think what I'd like to do is just put you on the spot, because you've given us an absolute plethora of information.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually like to put you on the spot a couple times. The first thing I'd like to do is ask you if you could publish somewhere or give us the 20 questions that you have on your computer that
okay.
you send to your clients to
yeah.
find their USP, because I think that would be probably worth its, I can't say worth its weight in gold because it's only paper, but I think that would be extremely helpful for us to be able to have a list of questions that you actually ask your clients that we could then say, oh, I have to answer these questions, because maybe, I'm guessing that there's a lot of people out there that are trying to sell their products or develop their products that don't really know what their USP is. And maybe what we need to do is define what is the USP.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. You know what I'll do? I think in one of the future DanceRant issue, I'll just post the 20 questions. They'll get it.
Okay. Where's that? Before we go on, where can we find that DanceRant?
Okay, they can go to DanceRant.com. That's DanceRant.com.
Okay.
That's my newsletter. They can subscribe to it. I mean, I don't mean to brag about this, but I think it's one of the best sales letters on the planet.
Well, super. You have to like your own stuff.
I mean, compared to some of... Because, I mean, look at us. I mean, we subscribe to a bunch of newsletters, right?
Yep.
I mean, most of them are crap, frankly.
Yes.
I mean, it's just so much rehash, and... I mean, it's all bullshit. It's written by people who haven't done a thing in the real world.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's junk. So, there are a few, I mean, especially... I mean, I have people telling me I should charge for the newsletter. I mean, the stuff I give away, I mean, if you go to my website, Quick Turn Marketing, on the homepage, you'll see some of the past issues. Okay? I mean, you tell me if that's not some of the best stuff you've ever read in your life.
I've been there, and I can totally agree with you. That is some
yeah.
very quality information.
Yeah, I mean, I constantly add to it. And the reason, I mean, Terry, I mean, I tell people, why am I giving all this stuff away? Okay? No, I mean, I can tell you some. I want to help you, but I know, because in order to build trust and in order for you to trust me and buy my stuff, I got to demonstrate I know my stuff.
Right. Yep.
And the best way to do that is to give you good.